Would you like to come and read then? Yes, thank you. Mark chapter 16 and the first 7 verses. And this is what it says. Thank you.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you."
We're going to read from Luke chapter 24, verse 36 through to 48.
Jesus appears to the disciples. And while they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And they were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "And why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When this had been said, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. And he said to them, "This is what I told you while I was with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." May God bless this reading to us.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but there's been a familiar theme through all the readings. I'll come to that in a moment. But first, let me ask you this. Were they ready for Jesus on Palm Sunday? Yes or no? Hands up for yes. Hands up for no. Oh, we got a mix of people. I guess those who were saying yes would probably point to that it depends who was ready for him, because the donkey was ready for him when Jesus sent to get for it. The room was ready for him for the Last Supper. And some of the people were rejoicing as Jesus arrived, weren't they? They were ready for him arriving in that way to celebrate it properly. On the other hand, some were saying, "Who is this that's coming? What's all the noise about?" Some weren't happy that he was there, and Jesus had to go and overturn the tables in the temple and so on, because he wanted to do a new thing, and it was wrong the way it was being done at the time. We talked about that last week. Some rejected him, so some were ready and some weren't. Were they ready for Jesus to die on Good Friday? Yes or no? Some yes, some no. Again, Judas and the guards had it all planned, so they were ready. The people chose him over Barabbas, so they certainly were ready for him to die. They wanted him to. But Peter and the disciples wanted to stop it happening. They weren't ready for him to die. This was some of his disciples trying to stop him dying. So they weren't quite ready. They weren't ready for what was about to happen. And they ended up running away as well. And Peter denied him. So they weren't quite ready. Were they ready for Jesus to rise on Easter Sunday? I don't think anyone was. I don't think anyone seemed to expect it, did they? Not even Jesus' closest friends. Not even his disciples. Not even the women who went to the tomb. Because they were going to anoint his body with all these kind of things that they had. And to make it smell nice. And they were thinking he'd still be there. Nobody expected it. And yet, I think that's one of the biggest shocks in the whole thing. Because Jesus had told them it was going to happen. And the thing that's been common through all these readings that we've had, and if you read about it in Matthew's Gospel, in Mark's Gospel, and in Luke's Gospel, it said, just as I told you it would. It says all these things in the Bible that were written said it was going to happen this way. It's been there from the beginning, and virtually everything that happened in the build-up to this, even going through on the Palm Sunday and the Last Supper, everything that happened had been told in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the Scriptures before. And Jesus had told his disciples plenty of times, this was going to happen. This is going to happen. And then, on the third day, I'm going to rise again from the dead. So no wonder the angel says to him in Mark chapter 16, verse 7, the angel says, he's risen just as he told you. In Matthew's Gospel, it said, just as he said. And in Luke's Gospel, it's as he told you he would. So why are they surprised? Why weren't they ready for it? And we find this is a common theme throughout the Bible when Jesus did things. In fact, I'd like you to help look at this with me, because let's put up their response. I'm going to read some things out. And what we need to realize is when Jesus says something, then it's going to happen. Okay, just like he told us it would. So here's four responses. I'm going to tell you which one it is. 1, 2, 3, or 4. And I'm going to say either what Jesus says. And if I say that, you say Jesus does. If I say what Jesus promises, you say will come true. If I say, if Jesus said it, you'd better believe it, and so on, okay? So that's your response. You ready? Getting you all involved now. Here we go. Jesus met some fishermen and said if they followed him, he'd make them fishers of men. So they followed him, and later they brought hundreds to faith in Christ. What Jesus says...
Jesus.
One day, Jesus told Peter to go and fish in a lake, and the first fish that he caught would have a 4-drachma coin in it to pay for their taxes. He caught one, looked inside, and it did. If Jesus said it...
Jesus.
Are we getting mixed up already? You'd better believe it. A woman poured some expensive perfume on Jesus' head as he reclined at a table. Jesus said what she'd done would be told in memory of her throughout the world. And it has been. What Jesus promises... A centurion, like the one we saw before at the frontier, came to Jesus and asked him to heal his paralyzed servant who was suffering at home. Jesus said that he would, so the centurion returned home and he found his servant well. What Jesus says... Jesus said he'd given his 12 disciples authority to drive out demons and heal people. And after he sent them out, they did just that. And they came back rejoicing. If Jesus said it... Jesus sent 2 disciples into the city to prepare for his Last Supper. He said they'd meet a man carrying a jar of water who'd lead them to a house and an upper room. And it happened. What Jesus promises... Jesus sent 2 of his disciples ahead of him into a village and said they'd find a baby donkey there tied to a fence, ready for him to ride. They went and found it just like he said. And if Jesus declared it... Jesus said one of the disciples at the Passover meal with him was going to betray him. The one who dipped his bread in the same bowl of Jesus. And do you know what? He did. If Jesus said it...
Yes.
Are you getting the idea yet? Let's do a bit more. Jesus told the disciples that very night they would fall away on account of him, deserting him in his greatest hour of need. Guess what? They did. If Jesus declared it...
Yes.
Peter said he wouldn't fall away and desert Jesus, even if all the others did. But Jesus said that very night before the cock crows, Peter would disown him three times. And he did. If Jesus said it, Jesus said he was going to be condemned and turned over to the Gentiles to be mocked, spat on, flogged and crucified. But that on the third day he'd be raised to life. And he was. What Jesus promises... Jesus said he'd ask the Father to send us another helper, the Holy Spirit, after he'd gone. And in the book of Acts, we see the Holy Spirit being poured out on his followers. What Jesus says, Jesus said one day he'd return again on the clouds with power and great glory and with all the angels with him. And he will. Because if Jesus declared it, Jesus said, whoever believed the good news of the gospel, the very thing we're talking about today, would be saved and inherit eternal life. But whoever did not believe would be condemned. If Jesus said it, so we need to do something about it. And if you haven't done something about it, you can be sure of this. You can be sure of this, that the message of Easter is that the gift of eternal life is for every one of you. Jesus did what he did for every one of us. But we have to choose to receive it. We have to turn from doing things our way. And the Bible talks about repenting and turning to God and accepting that gift of life that he gives. And if you believe the story that we have been sharing this morning, if you believe Jesus was the Son of God and he did die on the cross for you and he did rise again from the grave and is alive today, if you believe that, then you can be saved. If you just turn to Jesus and say, thank you, Jesus, that you did that for me. I'm sorry for what I have done wrong in my life. I turn to you, I ask you to forgive me, and I want to follow you and be your disciple. If you do that, you can be saved and you will receive the gift of eternal life. But if you don't believe, you will not receive that gift of eternal life. The message of Easter is a serious one that has eternal consequences. But it's good news because it's there open to us all. Will you receive him if you haven't given your life to Jesus? The message and challenge of Easter is to do that today. And it can be such good news in your life like it has been for many people before and will be for many to come. Let's pray, shall we? Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. And thank you that you reach your arms out to us all in love and invite us all to be part of your kingdom. I pray for everyone here today. Lord, move by your Spirit in our hearts. May the joy and celebration of all that you've done for us be real to us. And may we go out and share the good news with others. Help us to do that in word and deed, in the way we live our lives, and in the things that we share with others. But I pray for anyone here that hasn't yet made that commitment to you, or indeed has turned away from you and needs to come back into your arms, a bit like the prodigal son. Lord, may they do that today and come back into your loving arms. We ask it in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.